Hello, my name is Jasmine. We're returning your call for customer support.
Yes, Jasmine. I just found out from my bank that you guys have been taking money out of my account, and I'm trying to figure out why. And what kind of company is this?
Oh, we're a third-party call center that assists with multiple companies. If you provide me with your zip code, I can be able to locate an account for you.
47303.
47303?
Yes.
And your first and last name?
Deborah Whiting.
And can you verify the address for me?
1912 North Macedonia.
All right, give me just a moment to look at your account. All right, let me look here. All right, I see here that on March the 23rd, a 14-day trial was signed up for. And when the trial expired, you will bill the full total price of the keto cleanse.
Well, but I did not receive the total cleanse. And the commercial that I seen for that, I mean, online, they just said that what I was getting was a trial offer. They didn't say that you would have to call to cancel anything. They said, receive this you know, the keto, and then when I got ready to check out, then they threw that cleanse thing in there, and my total was $14.15, and I was like, you know, I couldn't get away from the cleanse. They wouldn't let me check out until I got the cleanse, which is a ripoff, but then they didn't even say that this was like a trial offer for the whole package. Because after I got the cleanse, I couldn't take it because it had grapefruit ingredients in it, and I'm a transplant patient, so I can't have grapefruit. And then I couldn't take the keto tablets because it ran up my blood pressure. So this is like, you know, you guys' little thing that was on Facebook, which is how I got it, your infomercial, so to speak, should tell people that they're actually – going for a trial offer of the whole kit, and then you took money out of, well, not you personally, but your company took money from my account without even sending me the keto package, which I don't want anyway since I can't even use the product. When was this trial offer supposed to end?
Since it was started on March the 23rd, so
30 days would be April the 23rd. And you guys are already don't tapped into my account, and it hadn't even been 30 days?
It's 14 days.
The 14 days was a trial thing that I got through the mail. The keto was supposed to be weight loss, and then at cleanse, which I didn't even want. That was supposed to have been the trial thing right there. So I want to talk to somebody because I want my money back. One, because you didn't send, your company didn't send me the product, and two, because your info commercial was misleading.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration. These cleans help rid the body of toxins, helps increase energy, and helps accelerate weight loss.
I can't use it. Like I just said, the keto thing that I was sent runs my blood pressure up. I only took it for one day. And because I have a nurse that come in every other day, and when I took it that morning, she came in, and when she took my blood pressure, it was 178 over 100. And I know the only other new ingredient that I had taken was the keto product, so I can't take it. I can't run a risk of having my blood pressure be up like that and then have a heart attack or a stroke. So I can't even take the weight loss program thing anymore.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your frustration. I can get that account canceled out, but let me see what charges were on your account.
$94.89.
I see here $91.89 on April the 8th. Ma'am?
It was $94.89, according to what my bank told me.
For the keto asin?
Yes.
I see here that on what date do they have for you on there?
When y'all took it out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she didn't give me a date. She gave me the date that y'all took the $14.15 out. But I could call her back and get the date if that would help you. But I do want to cancel all that, and I want my money back because, like I said, I can't use it. I never received anything else from you guys. And I can, and the 14 days was only for the things that you guys did send me, the keto tablets and the cleanse. And how are you guys trying to tell people that you pay almost $100 for something for only 14 days? You can't tell nothing in 14 days.
I do understand your frustration, but those charges are valid for that charge.
Not the $94 is not.
The $91.
Whatever. There's a difference of $3, but you can have the $3, but I want my money back. Because, like I said, if you're going to take people money, the least you should have done was send the product out, and then it would have been valid, but you didn't. And you guys are saying on your little commercial on Facebook, you test this product out for $7.45, and then your company have the page set up where you have to, you're forcing people to get this cleanse because you can't check out unless you get the cleanse too, and then it makes it the $14.15, even though you don't want the cleanse at all, and it doesn't say anything on that commercial page that you have to get the cleanse. All it talks about is the keto weight loss pills. So that's two things that your company needs to get fixed, or y'all going to be in for a lawsuit.
Ma'am, I do understand. Can I offer you a 35% refund on those charges?
Not no 35% refund. I want all my money back. Only thing that y'all can keep is that $14.15 because that was what I looked on the page and that is what I actually ordered. I didn't get nothing else, so there's no reason for you guys to keep any more of my other money.
All right, ma'am, give me just a moment to speak with my supervisor.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Can I offer you a 50% refund?
Oh, there's no reason for you guys to keep any of my 90-some dollars because you guys did not send me any product, so therefore you're not entitled to my money.
Yes, ma'am. Not even a 75.
Oh, not even 75. If you guys had sent the product out and then said, okay, well, ma'am, I offer you this because I would actually have the product. But you didn't give me anything for my $91, as you say. So, therefore, you're not entitled to my money.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Give me just a moment to get you all refunded out. Give me just a moment.
Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am, I do have you all refunded out. Do you have a pen and paper for your number, confirmation number?
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
7.
7.
6.
Mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Yes.
0.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
6.
Mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
8. And, yes, ma'am.
8-0, B as in boy, C as in Charlie, 688.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the reference number or what?
Yes, ma'am, the confirmation of the cancellation of the trial. And you should also receive an email titled refund notification sent to your email, the Gmail account email.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And that should be sent along. And the refund usually takes 3 to 5 business days.
Is it coming back on the card or is it sitting in a check?
I believe it should be sent back to that card where you ordered on.
Okay.
That Visa card.
Check it out. And I'm sorry again, tell me your name so I know who I talk to.
Jasmine.
Jasmine. Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the days of 19. Okay. Thank you so much, Jasmine. I'm not really mad at you, but... You
know, I know, ma'am. It's fine.
You know, because they're charging me $90-some, and I don't even have $90 worth of product. So, therefore, I don't feel like they're entitled to any money. So, sorry. But, you know, that just don't make sense to me, and that's just not fair to the customers. And they should redo that Facebook page that they sent on there for their products, because you're going to have a lot of angry people calling back doing like I'm doing.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And thank you so much for being so pleasant, even though I was being loud, but I'm kind of sick. But
yes,
it's not
ma'am.
Anything. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.